May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. If you see the participants in this morning's service glowing a bit, one might initially think it was the gift of the Holy Spirit, but in fact, the air conditioning is not working at St. Paul's today. So be thankful. Be thankful that you are in your homes, cool and comfortable, enjoying this service from afar, instead of sitting in a nave where I think by now it's probably 84 degrees. But we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here in whatever way you can be as we gather today. This coming Thursday, the church celebrates the Feast of the Ascension. Our lessons this morning are sort of setting the stage for Jesus departing from his disciples and ascending into heaven. And as we look, as we think about that scene, we can't help but think about the fear and uncertainty that was in the lives of the disciples as they gathered there with Jesus, and Jesus departed from them. As I mentioned in my article for the postings a couple of weeks ago, the scene that's depicted in our window up here of the disciples looking up into heaven as Jesus is disappearing right before them. And they've got to be frightened. They've got to be frightened that everything they saw, everything they knew, everything they understood wasn't going to be there anymore. How often in these last days have we felt much the same way? Everything that was familiar, everything that seemed normal, everything that seemed right has somehow changed, and we're trying to view the world in new and different ways. But I'm convinced that Jesus left his disciples there on the ground looking up so that they too could figure out and struggle with this question. Lord, what are we to do now? What are we to do now as things change and things will never be the same again? And Jesus promised to them the same thing that Jesus promises to us, the gift of His Spirit to live in us and through us so that we can continue the work that Jesus began here on earth. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it is a good thing that we aren't here for a while. Maybe it's a good thing that our lives are somehow turned upside down and everything is different so that we can understand more fully what God has in store for us, what God has in store for us, empowered by His Spirit. It might be that the disciples used Jesus as a crutch, that they could always turn to Jesus and say, what do we do now? Do we do the same thing as we gather together physically in this place? Does it give us some false sense of security that we can come here time and time and time again instead of seeing that God has something for us to do apart from here? That God has lives for us to lead and people to touch and lives to save. And He wants us to do it now. It's never comfortable when things change. It's never comfortable when we want things to be one way and they turn out differently. But in the midst of that, we are promised time and time again that God's Spirit is here. The Spirit that we receive in and through our relationship with Jesus Christ, and as we feel it in our relationships with one another, we are given the strength and the power to transform lives, beginning with our own. Jesus says in this morning's gospel, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." It's that simple. If you love me, you will love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, we're reminded of this time after time when we come here together to worship in this physical space. But maybe now we have been pushed out in some way so that we can be more active in living that life in the world we find ourselves. It's not comfortable. We want to be here sitting in the same pew, looking at the back of the same heads we've looked at for years. But God has pushed us out to greater things. Yes, one day we will be back. We will be back empowered by one another in this place, receiving the sacrament of Christ's body and blood to keep doing the work we're doing. But now, at this time, God has called us forth into His world to proclaim the gospel in new and different ways. Thanks be to God for different times. Thanks be to God for the gift of His Spirit to live in and through us as we engage with the world. Thanks be to God, we are the ones He called to be His disciples in the world, here and now. Amen.